Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Wagner!
Well then.
I'm going to tell you a story. This is G. Gordon Liddy. Off the coast of Maine, near the quiet, sleepy harbor hamlet of Bar Harbor. In German, that would be Bay Vahava Viva Bay.
Exactly, Gordon.
White country.
Anchorage.
Excuse me?
2017. The SS Veendam.
Yes.
Is in port.
Ooh.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, anyway, do they have is the cargo hold full of hate?
I'm not quite sure. There are a bunch of old men with black mustaches on the deck with Speedo red, white, and blue bathing suits.
Ooh. Wow. You know, I always liked when he said Veendam. I liked when he said Wagner. And I liked when he mentioned my favorite brand of grill, Weber.
Weber. Yes, that's right.
Char
it's barbecue season. Get the hot dogs and hamburgers and put the Weber. Fire up the Weber. Oh, my God.
Frankfurters.
Anyway. I called Mike briefly yesterday just to update him on a situation.
Right.
And he said, I'm launching a boat.
Yeah, well, your schedule and my schedules are insane. Because it's just.
I called you at 2 o'clock.
I know. But the thing of, usually you call later in the day.
Yeah, but yesterday
rarely
was
is
two.
The time that I don't take your call. Isn't that accurate?
No, I agree. Really I agree. Time. 100%.
But this was one of the few times, and then I still. While at sea, while I had just gotten my, I was going to tell you later in the show, but
yes.
I might as well
your craft?
Tell you right now.
Tell us
we
now.
We might as well. We'll do the mailbag in the first segment.
Okay, right? That's
because
great.
Because I will share this with you now. Yes, yesterday was a launching day for the SS Greece. We were very, very, very happy about that. The Jack Tar. No, it's the Mario, to be perfectly honest with you.
That's
you hadn't
sweet.
Named it until this year, right?
It's
I mean, is that a new name?
It's the 19-foot Mario.
Nice.
It's it's a little jive to have like a 19-foot boat and put letters on it, but we're probably going to do that.
No, my dad did it.
Yeah, well, it was, you know what? We decided we would launch the Mario. And to be honest with you, in my depleted condition, I did not believe that I would be participating in any way, shape, or form.
Well, and the last launch, Rob and I have been part of a launch with you before.
You've been part of a launch with me before.
It's a lot of MFers. A lot of
and there's
S-bombs.
Really no way. There's no way I'm climbing up and climbing down.
No,
but
no,
I do remember
previously.
When we launched it and you got up to the bow and you broke a bottle of Tylenol over it.
Yes, it was very exciting. It was really, really big fun.
Big dummy.
It's actually Geritol, but Geritol. They still make Geritol? I don't think so.
They sponsored the Lawrence Welk show. I remember
it's called
that.
Centrum Silver.
Centrum Silver. I
great vitamin.
I find you that in here somewhere. But the fact is that my buddy Zach, the lobsterman.
Oh, the young buck.
Oh, is he the guy you threw away his lucky tin can?
Yes, his beer can.
Yeah.
His lucky beer can.
I remember.
I said, this is garbage. Nope, that's good luck. Put that goddamn thing back in the trap. I'm like, okay, sorry about that. I didn't know that. In any event, he came over.
I love me.
Took the shrink wrap off the boat. Where it wintered and
Oscar should know it's not.
Wear.
It wasn't shrink wrapped because it was brand new out of the package. They shrink wrap them to protect them in the winter time.
Oh, that's what that stuff is.
Yes.
They cover them with plastic and then cut the plastic off.
Look
and
at those
moths. And then he takes the earmuffs. He said, "Do you have a pair of earmuffs?" I said, "Why is it going to be loud when you turn the engine on?"
Oh
said, no,
God, no!
Earmuffs go over the water intake and they stick to the side of the. The engine,
the
not
outboard,
the engine, but it's
the outboard motor.
The well, there's the outboard, and what's the thing that hangs
the oars?
The outboard.
Well, no, it is the it is part of the engine that
it's part of the engine
snorkel. That leads
something
to the prop.
They call it.
It has a name.
Well, anyway. The periscope.
I had no idea.
I hate being mechanically
daft.
But at the bottom, right above the propeller,
what
on
are you
the
guys
outboard,
trying to say?
We're trying to say is there's that a, you run fresh water through the engine when you start it.
Exhaust?
You can't start an outboard motor without having the water go through it. That's
circulation,
the way they're designed,
part of it.
Filter.
Or you're going to burn up the engine. So
got it.
Needs
cooler. Cool. Intake. Intake. Yes. That's what cools an engine.
Hold on.
Manifold.
It has. Jesus,
how long before he yells carburetor? Just
you're,
because
you're,
he's going
to
do it.
You're making this harder than it needs to be. You,
modern
you
carburetors.
Have the earmuffs attached to a garden hose,
mm-hmm.
and then it pees water into the engine so that the engine can run.
They do look like earmuffs. That's how they get the name.
They do look like earmuffs, and so we put the
earmuffs drain
on
the main vein.
And it
in Maine.
It was fine, and then I'm off in the. Kathy is there with my brother-in-law, who
at any point did she say, "Look at him"?
No. I think that my brother-in-law Paul, yes. I have to say, is probably enjoying my infirmity more than anyone else.
Sure,
because well, that'll come into play later.
Okay, right?
The fact is that Paul just likes the fact that I'm feebed. He just likes the fact that I'm walking with a cane. He likes all this stuff.
Sure.
Okay. And he's like, you know, he's older than I am and running around, you know, and I'll see him on his little bicycle tooling all over. And he's got the, you know, his little weeble arms and, yeah. you know, he's, you know, he's very, very,
does he know what earmuffs? Does yes. he know what earmuffs are?
Look, he's older than I am. He's smarter than I am. He's richer than I am. He is in better shape than I am. He is, you know, he is who he is.
He and can't I do voices.
Him. Yeah, he can't sneeze like Donald Duck.
By the way, did I mention 40 years married to my sister?
Oh,
this
wow.
week?
That's woo! Terrific.
So how can I, you know, happy I can't throw darts at the guy. You know, he's been in the family 40
yeah.
years. So, I mean, that's it.
He's done his time, Mike.
He's done his time.
He
talk
gets
about
a gold
that
watch, right?
Yeah.
He gets a wonderful gold Man. Watch. So we bring the boat down to the water, and I'm watching. And I'm watching the boat, and then
sure.
My sister hops on board, and she's on board with Zach, you know, so as no accidents will occur.
Right.
And it goes flawlessly. It's a
beautiful.
Zippity-doo-dah right into the water, and everything's just fine and as wine. And she brings
Was it
the
on
boat
a trailer, and you had to push it in at the launch?
Yeah,
is that
it's
how
on
that's
a trailer, right. and you put it into the water, and you poop it into the water, and then
right.
it floats,
Poosh.
And then you take it over to the dock. And then they bring the boat around to the dock, the main dock down there, the community dock that we use,
mm-hmm.
and meanwhile, I'm gimping down to the dock, and
right.
it's high tide, so I don't have to go down a steep incline, and I'm down on the dock waiting for them, and she pulls the boat up, and I'm looking at the 19-foot boat, and it's got a couple of bars on it where it's a center console,
sure.
so it's got a you know, it's got a little thing to hold on to, and I'm like,
yeah.
I got this. She
sure.
said, do you want to try to get on? And she said, do you want to sit down? And that's where, like, I would just drag my feet on the, you know, and slide
yeah.
my ass over. I'm not
going to
do it that way.
Like girls
what
going,
I'm going
over
to
a
do,
fence.
I'm going to hold on to the center console. And then I'm going to lower, I'm going to put my foot on the seat, and then I'm going to lower my right bad hip leg down onto the little bar
this
that sits
is,
above the center
He's moving
console.
With purpose, though.
Yes,
it's important.
But I understand that there is a certain probably amount of vanity in doing
yeah.
it that way.
Yes.
Well,
it's also
yes.
his older sister's like, do you need help
but
getting on?
He's just had surgery. This
but
is
the
acid
thing about
test.
It is I wanted to do it, and so step one. Grab onto the center console.
Bar.
Both feet on the gunwale of the vessel.
Nice.
I'm standing like yay on this. Everything right. fine. Everything mm. fine. Left good leg. Somewhat good leg.
Better leg.
You know, it's as good as that Dick Doctor did it. You know. And
hey man,
so,
I'm Dick Doctor, and this
Dick
is the
doctor.
Best I can do.
So I put that one on. Everything's fine, and then the procedure goes to lower my body down. And I realized that the differential is like this between the top leg and the back.
Oh.
And I commit.
Oh,
and
no.
There's no going back.
I bend my leg to a point that my knee hasn't seen that elevation
mm.
since the 1970s.
Oh boy!
And, but I'm not letting on, because if I let on, it would be. It would be a scream. I would scream at the top of
right,
my lungs, and I don't scream.
Are you
and
doing this at high tide?
Yes, it's high tide.
So this is the best situation possible.
It's perfect.
And
it
still
perfect.
Sucks.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then I finally get down on the boat, and I'm next to my sister, and you know the hip joint is going. What in the name of God are you doing? And Kathy says, "Are you okay?" And I said. Yeah,
fine. Mike, I actually have tape of you.
It was only that evening that I told them that I thought that...
it was over.
I have tape of you at the launch.
Okay.
It burns!
Oh my God, I just had
That's me.
Mike, I just had a vision of you in... Was it Summer Vacation with Aircast, and it's John Candy, and he's hobbling around?
Oh, I think it is just called, is it Summer Rental?
Summer Rental, yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
That's me. That's me. The legs splitting as the boat goes out. That was when we came back in. But then, she's standing next to me. I'm on the boat with both feet.
My arms work.
And I say to my sister, I said, yeah, get the hell out of here. I'll take it out. And I took the boat out, and it was a moment of joy.
Woo! All alone.
In the middle of that, right at the moment that I had gotten down with the moment of pain, it's, and I see it's Oscar.
Oh, wrong guy to call at the wrong time.
And then once I was stable and we were tootling out, I called and said, hey, and so the short story is that everything worked out great.
And no phone died in the launch.
No phone died.
It's easy to walk into the drink with your shorts and know that you have your phone in your pocket.
Didn't that also happen on Golden Pond?
Yes.
When he was standing on the boat and it was going away. What do you do in a situation like this?
And you fall.
He falls
into the water. Mm-hmm. And all in all, pretty good. And it looks like, it's going to be the dream scenario. Well, this is the season of not rowing. I'll just be basically waiting like an invalid on the dock. And then, as soon as they pick me up, I'm like, okay, get up from behind the wheel.
Mike K. Rowling.
I'm still a ways from regular boat use.
Like Mrs. Rickles says, bring me the jewelry. Bring me the boat.
Help me with the jewelry.
I'll meet you on the dock. Oh, my God. Little Michael will eventually be able to get the dinghy for you.
I'm counting on it. By the time he's 10, he'll be rowing out and
by August,
pulling in the boat.
Yeah, but of course, by that time, me, it'll be gotta be realistic. Know thyself. You gotta understand what's going.
Dad, this is a picture of the Mario.
The good news and the bad news. The good news is the water is flat, so is Dad's line.
Oscar's calling me to talk about business.
Business?
Like, Oscar's calling me to ask about how I make my living. trying to do something.
I called you about the zip. Whatever.
I know you did. But anyway, everything's fine and everything's good and everything's okay. Outside of the fact that I have this horrible head cold. Everything is 100%.
You sound good though. Good. You sound good.
How is the man cold?
The man cold is, I think, I'm in probably the second half of it.
Okay,
hopefully,
cool.
Good. But it was one of the deals where, I take, the Vicks Formula 44 people, the Vicks company,
Lavoris.
The Lavoris, all the fine products of Vicks, your NyQuil and your DayQuil. I'm a huge believer.
Yes, you are.
All right. Mm. And so I have ingested the DayQuil during the day and the NyQuil at night. And I'm happy to report 8 relatively uninterrupted hours.
That's phenomenal.
Great.
Cough-free sleep. The problem is when you get that 8 or 9 hours of artificial sleep caused by whatever drugs they put in the Vic product, you wake up and you realize that there is the death cough that has waited all night long to come out. And when you do anything, you're breathing shallowly because you know when you take the first big deep breath that it's all going to come out.
Yep.
And it's bone rattling. I told Rob, it's just this bone. And then Carla, being so sympathetic, just like, what? Stop.
It'll leave you lightheaded, that cough.
Yeah, but you know what? It is what it is. I'm just really resigned to the fact that it's just going to be one malady to the next. You know, the slightest head cold, hip, back, gut, this is just, I'm just a total mess.
Yeah, but you know what?
My genetics, my family genetics, you could find my, you know where you could find my family's genetics?
Where?
In the frozen dessert section. Oh. That's where you could find my family's genetics, seriously.
Sarah Lee DNA?
I'm a tub of f***ing Cool Whip is what I am.
Oh, no.
That's exactly what I am.
Frozen non-dairy topping.
Every joint, everything, and then, by the way, we're great at eating. You should see it like when the family gets together. It's like pick, 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 Hey, we laid out some hors d'oeuvres. Yeah, that's our strength. That's what we
Your
go
superpower?
For. Yeah. I mean, but as far as, it's just hard.
Yeah, but you know what? Mike, there was no hors d'oeuvres and there was no coughing and there was no pain when you were out on your boat.
Yeah, no pain.
go look at a man like my good friend Colonel Michael Colburn, you know, yes. who is just, you know, it rail thin and muscular and rides bicycles
yes.
and jogs
Picks
and
fights.
Does all these things. Yeah. And by the way, everyone's going to say to you, you know, well, you just got to get out there and do it. Lick it. Okay. I've gotten out there and done it.
Yeah.
It's still a challenge. And I'm doing the PT and I'm doing my, well, I'm not walking, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, why aren't you walking, Mike?
Because I had a cold and I didn't feel like going out and taking a big long walk.
But you decided to launch a boat.
I launched a boat, yes. and that you know that ended
that counts
up being
as exercise.
It does.
That was, you know what, moving the body is is doing that, and everything is hunky dory. Oh my God, we're 15 minutes into the show.
Yes, we must start.
All right, so technically all is well, and the big question is, who's going to start the show? Is it going to be Rob or Mike?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... In the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. That had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world.
The world. It's the best.
And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Clankly, that guy. And
Schrankly,
I'm
Clankly.
Not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking. But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany. Here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think? You're Mars or something?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cappy Fiber Studios in the heart of our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app, updated now, and get our show all day, every day. And I love those little push notifications that we have on Wide Open Wednesday.
So cool, right?
When everybody calls in, it's fantastic. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Texture. Summertime is a great time for magazines at the beach, at the pool, relaxing on your deck. But who wants to lug them all around? All right, you got to put your towels and your suntan lotion in your bag. You don't want magazines, you know?
Bottle
you don't
of water.
Want that. But you're always bringing your phone or your tablet along,
sure.
So you need Texture. Texture is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture gives you access to every magazine under the sun. Hey, get it? Under the sun.
Because it's a pun.
See how he did that? For less than a few individual subscriptions, you can read all day right from your phone, so don't forget the sunscreen. We mentioned that twice in the same spot. Sunscreen.
Sunscreen.
Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, and they're measuring us, folks.
Yes.
Make no mistake about that, all right? So the folks at Texture would like to see TMOS fans get involved.
It's all about the data, Mike.
Do it, man.
It's the data. You can get a 14-day free trial. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Texture offering our listeners 14 days free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture with all the magazine content you could possibly want, absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more. It's good for you.
Yes.
Especially in this day and age. You got to read more, okay?
Stay informed. informed, dude.
Texture.com/TMOS. Thank you very much. Made sure I got that right. Welcome to the show. And, you know, we were tardy talking about the whole boat thing, but yes. it is Thursday, and we have gathered materials that are
Thursday's
not in any
birthdays,
way.
Mike.
We have gathered materials that are...
Thursday's what? Birthdays. Yeah,
Thursday's birthday?
Thursday's birthdays.
Well, kinda. We call it the mailbag because yes. It's not about us. It's about you.
Oh, that's
so
right.
That's the primary
It's all about you.
Yeah, that's it. Here we go. All right. It's all about you. A little song. A little song to start
it's
it.
It's all about you.
Boat.
It's all right. About you.
Boat.
All the time. All
boat.
These things that
boat.
I do.
Boat.
It's
boat.
All about
boat.
You.
You.
It's all yeah. About you.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
she sounds like she's got a chest cold. Anyway, before we begin, the fun and the frolic. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
By the way, Rob Spiewak, thank you. Cappy Pfeiffer, thank you. Vinyl came to my home up here. I don't have a turntable, but I will tell you that beautiful albums.
You are going to love
from our
the
friend
Rolling
Cappy.
Stones album. It
thank
is
you, thank you,
strong.
Thank you. I look forward to playing that when I get back down to the turntable, and I'm excited about it.
You got
to
get so yourself you a close and play up there.
That was very, very, well, yeah, I can get a cheapo, but yeah. Just there's enough stuff. We've got enough. Stuff.
You know, in the family yeah. House, I think there's an abandoned record player in the closet.
In Maine, yeah.
You know, you're absolutely right.
Or maybe you've got the badminton rackets.
Yeah. Maybe I can. You guys have memories. God, you have the memory of that.
Well, that's, I thought about yeah. Stealing it.
I might I might take a peek at that. That's
yeah,
actually,
you should.
That
you thing looked like it worked, and it's all
it looked
plugged
like
in
a nice
and everything.
One, yeah.
Ooh, sounds like a blast. So what do we have lying around today, Rob? What's
Do
what's
you remember the name Bill Sniffin?
Yes, he's a P1. He's been a listener
good guy
for
and also still works at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax.
Ooh. Bill!
And when we did our field trip where we took pictures, he was our in to get into the old WJFK building.
Our mole.
He sent us 4 cans of coffee from Café du Mont in New Orleans, Louisiana. All
oh,
the
yeah,
different
Café
varieties of coffee that the French roast and the chicory
That's
and all
really
that
nice
stuff.
Of them. Yes.
Looking forward to looking forward to our show.
Who's
in
the
NOLA.
Biggest coffee drinker on the show? I don't drink coffee.
I would say
the biggest,
myself.
Probably Oscar.
Oscar Fantano.
Give Oscar yeah. The Café
yes.
It is excellent
you.
Stuff.
It's
and also
kind of
Eric Dobbs works for a company called Blizzard Entertainment. And Blizzard Entertainment
oh,
are
man.
The company that designed and built the game Overwatch. And he
oh,
sent you
my
two
God,
games.
This is a good day for Oscar.
Man.
Well, this is for your Xbox
it's
One,
for you,
Mike.
For oh, it's
you?
For me?
Yeah, you have the Xbox One. Did you bring
You're
it up to Maine with you?
I've got Oscar.
Yeah, I sent
Xbox
him an Xbox One.
Okay, well, I thought he sent you the
Oscar
Xbox One.
No, not one.
Okay.
One.
But so two games for you. Courtesy of Eric Dobbs, who is he describes himself as an underling at Blizzard Entertainment, but Diablo, Reaper of Souls, and Overwatch Origins Edition, and those will go out in the mail for you today.
Can I play that by myself?
Yeah, but we can play Overwatch together online, Mike.
Yes.
Come on, you and I, come on!
Would I enjoy
Don't be
that
a
game?
Jerk.
Would I enjoy
no,
that
No, be
game?
A jerk.
You will. Actually, you will. I think you'll enjoy. You won't know until you try them, Mike.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
But anyway, so thank you to Eric Dobbs. He mentions that you're allowed to put like character emotions and sayings in games.
Yes.
And he's trying to get S-A-D or don't get happy, but he's so low on the totem pole, it may take a while. But thank you to Eric Dobbs over at Blizzard Entertainment.
That's
very
a
good.
Heavy hitter.
Very good. Let's open up the mailbag before we begin here, before we get sidetracked. Anyway, thank you, Rob, you brilliant man. You,
Eric, can you send me a copy of Overwatch?
We have a new youngest listener. Dashiell John was born in Spokane, Washington on June 14th. Hooray!
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 This Saturday, hooray, that's right, Mel. This Saturday marks birthday numero 4 for Sofia Loriana Martinez, who would love to hear Donald Duck during allergy season. Okay. Hola, Sofia. Buenos días. Donaldo. ¿Cómo se...
Pato.
Duck.
Pato.
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 Donaldo Pato.
¿Necesitas la sal y pimienta?
Sal y pimienta, sí.
Sí, sí, sí.
Sa pimienta. Pimienta en la...
Oh, sí, sí. No, sí la... sin sal.
Sí, okay. Anyway, there we go.
I don't know what's cuter, you doing the sneeze or Oscar trying to speak Spanish. They're both adorable.
It's both a struggle.
Stephen Partlow turned 47 this week, and since he is a lifelong resident of Southeast D.C., he would love a greeting from the mayor for life. Well, there didn't seem to be much involved with that. You know, it's just a,
no. It was very brief. Is it a spinnable offense? Or
well, we don't spin.
From Southeast?
Yeah.
So it's his. All right, spin the wheel. Mayor for
look,
life.
You know, people write in. I shouldn't disappoint.
All right, I got a coin here.
All right. Camelot.
Hey, winner!
All right, let's see. Hold on just a second.
I didn't know they were sponsoring the actual wheel.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Around here, got all this new stuff.
Camelot,
God damn it.
Camelot.
No. Hey, we've never heard it.
I don't think I've been. I haven't been.
Oh,
to
here
Camelot.
He is.
Oh, excuse me.
I just want to say, Ward 8, I'm in heaven now. I got my Ward 8 in heaven. Just really, really happy. Happy about how about those nationals they're doing? Yeah, yes, Oscar, what do you want?
Mayor, you know, a lot of people credit you for what you've done to Ward 8, especially around the ballpark.
Yes.
Right. Well, what I do to Ward
8. You lay the groundwork.
I look at it from heaven.
You play Overwatch up there?
Overwatch, fun game. Moving right along here, Jeff from Wichita says happy birthday to his buddy Dan, and hooray for local IAFF 135.
The International Association of Firefighters. He's a member, and we love our firefighters.
Very cool.
Very good. Yeah, we have a
I thought it was a Rob Mobber thing for 2 seconds.
No.
Carl Right-Wing Fippinger is a firefighter. So, hi, Danger Boy.
Carl the Danger Boy.
That's right. Hi, TMOS crew. Last Wednesday was my dad, Peter Ostrander's 49th birthday. He has been listening since the Don and Mike days and is a bonus show subscriber. He loves your show, and I was wondering if you could sing the Mike O'Mara Show Happy Birthday song. He would really appreciate. Right out of the gate, it's just take. Are you getting that sense with the mailbag lately?
Mike,
it's like,
this is a special letter.
Take.
Yes.
This is a special letter.
I know you want to attack, but just wait till the end.
It's okay, special.
Special.
All right, so I'm sorry. He loves your show, and I was wondering if you could sing the Mike O'Mara Show Happy Birthday song. He would really appreciate it and would make his day. Thank you for always bringing the funny. From Kelton Ostrander, that's Emmy's brother?
Emmy's little brother.
Yeah, it's Emmy's little brother.
Is Emmy on campus
Emmy's
today?
In Japan visiting her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
All right. I think
Kelton,
we know what's going on over there.
Kelton is a pretty cool name, right?
It is.
But this isn't for Kelton. This is for Emmy's dad, Peter?
Yes, Emmy's father.
Peter. Right.
Okay, this is for Peter Ostrander.
Right.
Since he's an intern relative, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Ostrander, Kelton. moving right along.
We determined he's a good boy. Be nice.
Please wish Aaron Selig. It was 1943.
No.
Selig is seen on the stage of. Oh, I'm sorry. You like that, Rob? You never heard that one. Sometimes they just pop in, right? The ones that I do for.
You know, that movie is horribly underrated. That's a funny movie.
He is disappointed. Selig can now be seen on the Vatican stage. It's Hitler's Germany. When suddenly behind Hitler, there is a strange man. He has transformed himself into a Nazi foot soldier.
He began to take on the characteristics of those around him.
You know, I could do a whole Zelig documentary for the show. That would be funny. He is Spiewak. Has morphed now into a Hasidic Jew. It's astonishing. Anyway, please wish Aaron Selig a happy 12th birthday. Hey, Aaron!
Aaron!
Happy birthday to you. It's tomorrow. Aaron and little Michael have a lot in common. Both have fathers of advanced age who are being rebuilt body part by body part. Both have dogs that are closer to rodent than canine. And last, Aaron has been ice skating from a young age despite grumbles and protests at times. Yes. Please tell little Michael to keep it up. Aaron now plays travel hockey and has gold medaled nationally in pairs figure skating. He's done both. There are a lot of kids that do that.
Wow.
You are still the best little buddy, and Dad is very proud. Way to go, dude. By the way, folks, buy bonus packages. Mike will need the income when his son starts playing hockey. Mike, no retirement for hockey, Dad. Sorry. Love you guys. Keep up the funny. Mark Bostdorf.
That name sounds like the jumble. Like you could rearrange the letters to spell something.
Mark Bostdorf. Have that done. Wow. Okay. Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and various interns. My father, Mark Warner. Oh,
ooh.
Senator.
Yes, I'm sure it's the senator.
He turned 59 last week, getting ever so close to his double douchebag 60s. My dad is an annual bonus show subscriber. Wouldn't that be great if it was the great senator from
Virginia? Yes, it would.
And even purchased his deadbeat son, me, a bonus show subscription as well. We both went to the Reno live show, his only birthday wish. My dad would love it if you guys would have a live show in Sacramento.
Ooh.
Oh.
S-A-D, Robert Werner.
Werner.
There we are. Next letter says, hi, guys. It was great to phone in and talk with Rob and Oscar and Adam from the and Adam from the minor league team.
Yeah, our intern. He's an intern. Yes.
That's right. During the after show, thanks for the smiles. Even though my son Mitchell thinks everything about me is lame, he and I do share laughs when we listen to your show. Mitchell is at camp this week as a counselor in training. I was a CIT.
And Julie's going to be a CIT next year, as a matter of fact,
it's
too.
It's a great summer job. He turned 16 today, and this is the first time we've ever been apart on his birthday. I'm exceptionally proud of him and love him very much, but please don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. Let me start again.
All right.
Reading is fundamental. Yes. Punctuation is fun. But please don't tell him that. Semicolon. I think he's correct with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'd roll his eyes. I just would settle for broadcast copy with a dot, dot, dot.
I sometimes insert them instead. My apologies.
I know you
that.
Do. He'd roll his eyes and huff. By the way, my birthday is Friday. We'll celebrate that, too, with something lame, no doubt. Chris Rowett Peter. Oh, and three-name dude. That's
a lady. It's a lady.
Oh, yes. It's a lady.
Yes.
Oh, Chris. Okay.
You actually caught a bit of the conversation with Chris yesterday.
Talking TMOS.
Talking TMOS.
The show after the show.
The show after the show.
Hey, let me stop right now while we've got this moment in the middle of the mailbag, and if we can kill the music for just a second, I just want to give a shout out to our friend Sue Fedor, who is a P1 of P1s, has reached out to me over the years and sent me some wonderful messages on Facebook and been very, very supportive of our show. And she has a lot of friends in the TMOS community, and she's battling some very, very serious health issues right now. And I want to say, Sue, I spoke to you last night and you said you wouldn't mind me saying something. And I'm glad, because I know that based on reading the thread about your current situation, you know how loved you are. And when we all put our brains together and we have the collective power of our family here, good things can happen. So everybody here is pulling for you to get through this. And it's a tough, tough situation. And I was delighted and thrilled that you took my call last night. And I know that everybody in our listening audience in the Mike O'Mara Show community sends out all of their love. You don't probably have any question about that after reading the incredible well wishes that you've received online. But I wanted to do it through this show to let you know that Sue Fedor, we are all behind you, and we know you're in for a tough fight here, and we want you to fight this thing and win, and we love you, and hang in there, because it's very, very difficult, and you are a truly, truly special person, and I think you already know that. So, Sue, good luck to you. Just wanted to take that moment to
you
can put the music right back on. We can get right back to it. The next letter says, hey, you guys, remember me from Wide Open Wednesday? Despite the fact that my Mumbai call dropped out twice, it was a wonderful experience for me. I think of you all as family because you have brought so much joy and consistency to me through all of my ups and downs. You men have such integrity and heart, and I hope you are all with me forever. I can't thank you enough for what you've all done. If you want something, anything from India, just ask. You know what? For guys with little integrity, they have tremendous integrity. That's what I wanted to say about my mates, Oscar and Rob.
Thank you.
For guys that would, steal your lunch money if it was lying out on the counter, they're both good guys, and they've got
Yeah,
home.
Only
they
if we do. Needed lunch.
Much love
Family
to you
dollar
all.
Dollar lunch.
Oscar, this lady says, Oscar, please friend me. I never seem to remember to send a birthday announcement, but if you ever feel like giving me a belated birthday wish from Telly Savalas from heaven, I would love it. Have a great show. Love, Amy Ellis. Hey, baby, don't even have to spin the wheel. Hey, baby.
Baby.
Players club.
Have a lollipop. That's such an old impression. Next letter. Hey, guys, first off, I want you to know that everything is okay.
Good.
But could you send out a special get well wish to my 16-year-old son, Matt? He got hit in the face with a baseball during his turn at bat during a game on Saturday. The result, the old fractured orbital bone.
Ooh.
Oh,
no.
Where is the orbital bone, Mike?
It's around the eye. It's around the eye. And that should heal on its own. We love the show. It's a tough injury. It's a very, very tough, painful, right on the cheekbone. We can't stop saying face. regards, Jeff McCurry.
Hey, could I play him a quick song? A quick song for the young man? I think he'll enjoy that. Who doesn't love James Taylor when you're in pain? Don't you think this will brighten his day?
Yeah, for the orbital bone injury. Hope that broken bone heals up quickly. James Taylor on TMOS.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
There it is. Hello, boys. Keith here from Napa, a longtime show listener and a tremendous show lover. I turned 38 last Friday, which means I'm quickly approaching a midlife crisis. I was hoping Bob Barker could wish me a happy birthday to cheer me up. He handles aging so well. Mucho gusto, Keith Erickson. Let's see if we can spin the wheel and see if Bob can show up. We'll see what happens.
Big money, big money, big money, big money.
There's Bob. Bob. Bob.
Oh, hey, wow. Nice.
That's fantastic, Rob. Bring him in. I don't have any Price is Right music, but... Well, hello.
Bob.
Let me say to Keith Erickson, Bob Barker, falling down a flight of stairs on the Price is Right.
Oh, no, Bob.
I broke my orbital bone in 14 places. No, this is Bob Barker saying, please spay and neuter your pets, and I'm now... 134.
And remember, Bob, watch your step.
Yes.
That's right. Don't fall and spay and neuter your pets. And Drew Carey is lousy. That's right. Lousy.
Strong language.
Hello. Can you please wish my husband, Tim, a very happy birthday? He is a loyal listener of your show. This is a brief letter.
Yeah.
And he turns 31 on July 8th. Thank you, Julianne Light. Julianne. What a very simple request.
Yeah, you know what's great about Julianne Light? She has 40% less calories than regular Julianne.
That's wonderful. Julianne Light. And since this was such a brief message, happy birthday, Tim.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Moving right along. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I would like to request a birthday greeting for my fiancé, Jeff Potter. Well, you know what they do with him? They run him out of town on a rail. He's an amazing man who hasn't missed an episode since your show started, and he turned me on to your podcast in 2012. Since then, we have traveled over 1,400 miles to see both Reno shows, bought several T-shirts, and been avid Amazon tab clickers on the website.
I love that,
sir. So, tab clicker.
Tab clicker.
That's what Tab Patterson's going to change his name to.
His DJ name.
Hey, hi, I'm Tab Clicker, and I just bought a brand new Dodge Challenger. I'm so lucky to have him to show. That's a cool car, isn't it, Rob? Did
it
you
is.
See that post of that
don't,
car?
Don't you feel that car might be a little wasted?
Oh, I sure do. That should be in my driveway.
Yeah, I
Tab.
Think so. Tab.
Yeah, that should not be in the Lake Awesome driveway. That should be right up next to my house. I want another Challenger. I do. I am so lucky to have him to share your show with. He is turning 35 tomorrow. Any words of encouragement you could give him would be greatly appreciated and will save me from having to say it. Love you guys and keep up the funny. Lindsay Hess. Aww. In Eureka,
thank
California.
You, Lindsay.
Nice.
Eureka, near Ukiah. Go buy a goat farm, Radar.
Hey,
yeah.
You got both Potter voices in on that letter.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and all the intrepid interns. Save Mac. Oh, we didn't even get... We might get to Mac today. I keep forgetting. We've been
dealing
goodness. With our issues
yes.
today so much that I realize we have time. This communication is all about a woman I met through your show. And the Facebook fan page, she has proven to be a wonderfully witty and wise friend, one that I would never have had the opportunity to know without your show. Oh, isn't that sweet?
How could it be?
She has a wicked sense of humor and makes me laugh out loud. She has dropped some words of wisdom and proffered excellent advice to me over the last few years, for which I am grateful. Or grateful.
Grateful.
I'm so grateful.
Yes.
There's nothing I like more than a nice big snowflakey pile of gratted cheese.
Mike, have a grat day.
Thank you. She celebrates a milestone birthday this Saturday. I won't put her age out there other than to say she is not over the hill.
Ooh.
More like on the downward slope. That's so nasty. Oh. Sad trombone. Oh. That's really... Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
I don't know where my sound effects are yet. Anyway, please wish our good friend and P1 from the city of Lost Wages, Las Vegas, Nevada, Miss Jolene White.
Yay! Yay!
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Perfect.
Happy birthday, Jolene.
Aww,
we are both
sweet.
Looking forward to the TMOS NOLA experience, as are we.
Mm.
But you know what? I don't like those viral videos coming out of that city. You know, I might have to get off that airplane and seek out a firearm, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Reese Moffitt. Have you seen the people getting, like, crushed in the back of the head?
No.
Have you seen those?
I have not seen it yet.
Yeah.
It's
like
not
two,
good.
Two, like, thuggery murders.
Oh,
it was terrible.
Man. Yeah.
Not murders. They were just knocked out or something like that.
Yeah.
Really,
unconscious.
Really nasty.
Knocked them out
yeah.
cold.
Oh, my God.
It's like, don't hit me.
Ow,
moving right
hard.
Along. Dearest Mike, Rob, and Oscar, we've come to our last...
Yay! The last letter, everybody. The last letter.
That's the best part.
I just want to thank you for all the great entertainment through the years, but especially right now, as I am writing this on Sunday morning. Sunday, as they say in Iowa.
Yeah.
Sunday morning. You coming over Sunday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Well, it might be Monday. When are you going to make the pork loaf? On Wednesday? Well, Wednesday's not right between Tuesday and Thursday.
Hey, you know who else was big for that? Was Sonny Jurgensen, and he's from North Carolina.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, who knows about the regional dialect?
Exactly.
Sunday morning, June 25th. I'm on an impromptu. Let me start again. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, if you'd only heard that. Anyway, I'm on an impromptu work trip in Minneapolis, and I have several hours of the show saved to binge on during the trip. Now, I know Mike hates my type of saved-up listening, but since you're saving this Sunday morning email all the way to Wednesday, kindly, S-A-D. Love the boys. Love the show, boys. Thanks for everything. Sincerely yours, Aaron Han, or Han.
Han.
A Seattleite via Fort Worth, Texas. That is all, Rob. You may start the show, you hung.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Done and done.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom. And thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Hey, band members, musicians, listen up. You're notorious procrastinators, yes. Especially the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
You've waited. And time is running out. You better hurry. November 4th, 2017. We've got plenty of bands to choose from. We'd like it to be yours. At The House of Blues, that's where we're going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana. You could be opening for us, TMOS Live and NOLA. Just send a note and a video sample of your band's music to band@MikeOMaraShow.com. That address again is band@MikeOMaraShow.com or click the TMOS Live button on our website. You could share a stage with Mike, Oscar, Rob, and Matt Bloom. Think of it. On stage
Think
with Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Yes. Your big break, courtesy of TMOS. But you must act now. Don't be a part of the procrastination. Get it done. Contact us. We want to help you. band@MikeOMaraShow.com. You know how... Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
You know the band The Chainsmokers?
Do I?
Yes.
You're not going to be on stage with them, but you will be on stage with a chainsmoker.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, which
It'll
is exciting.
It'll be great.
I think that's fantastic.
It's going to be great. He's going to do his famous magic act where he makes his health disappear.
Make the magic happen. It's going to be exciting. The fact is that we have gotten some great responses from bands. We are very happy with several of our choices.
Yes.
And the fact is... They are procrastinators, and the worst thing I'm going to have, if we button this thing up and then like a week later, so they're like, oh, my cousin's band, they want to do it, they're down another bit.
Widespread panic rates in.
So please, we want to be on stage.
Hi, Mike,
with you.
This is Elton John, and I have a free weekend. I was wondering if I could open for you.
So all week I've been trying to get to this. I'm surfing the net the other day, and what pops up but
hey, now.
This. Bing Crosby ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
And I said, there's another person that'll like this as much as me.
Yes.
His name is Rob Spiewak. And I just thought, you know, Bing, that was there a dollar opportunity that Bing ever passed up on?
Oh, he made big money, not just from singing. He made a lot of
what
stuff.
What do you think a licensing?
Here's the back. That's the back cover with the
pledge of quality.
Ba-ba-ba-boo. This ice cream manufacturer's name appears on this package. That's Bing. Bing Crosby ice cream has formally pledged the ingredients used in the making of Bing Crosby ice cream to be of high quality and processed according to and in compliance with the rigid specifications as set forth in our Cream of the Stars quality formula.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I think we've become savvier consumers. That is a BS guarantee.
All I know is I headed down to the plant and I beat all the improprieties out of all the vanilla.
There we go.
You know, the nice thing is you can put the ice cream on your black eye.
That's right. It does.
So true.
Bodie waiting a couple of days for that one.
That's so good. True.
He finally got that in here.
Hey, how about keeping the swelling down with a nice cone?
Gary, I see you didn't finish your French vanilla. That's two smacks. Two smacks on the back. Yes, sir. Valley Farms pint of Bing Crosby ice cream.
So
nothing quite as nice as Bingo. Yeah, Bingo.
Like, people are probably driving down to their vacation destination, whether it's a lake, a beach, whatever you may have, right? Yes.
That's right, Oscar Santana. What about a bottle of beer?
I think I'm going to be spending this weekend at the volcano.
They may not know. They should know, but they may not know that Bing Crosby is a prolific child beater.
Yes, allegedly. Well, that, allegedly.
There were stories that he beat his children.
There's so many stories. So many stories. There were stories that he invested into a magnetic tape so he wouldn't have to do a second radio show for the West Coast. Mm.
Hey,
so
Robin Oscar, can I give you some advice?
Please.
Yeah, I wish you would.
Be value-wise, buy the half-gallon slots. Bing Crosby. Nothing like Bing Crosby ice cream. Yes, siree.
This is when child abuse wasn't child abuse.
Do swing on a star. Mm-hmm. Beat your kids when no one's looking. Anyway.
Hey, you know, I actually had a couple wives, and the first wife had a favorite flavor of Bing Crosby ice cream. Which
what flavor was that?
Rum raisin.
Oh, rum raisin. Yes, sir.
Well, not so much the raisin or the cream, but she loved the rum, especially when she had Lindsay in her belly.
She'd suck down the rum, boy. Man, oh, man. Yeah.
Look at the forehead on those five.
Hey, look what Dad found. Look what Dad found, a print ad for Bing Crosby ice cream. Good thing about
this is a real brand.
That's
wow.
Right, a real brand. Well, it was in 1953, Oscar, my boy. Yes, siree. Hyde Park Dairies presents Bing Crosby ice cream. Yeah. I told you I did research on this, Rob, for a lot of material.
A deep dive.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, let me
Park.
Give you the whole copy right here.
Please.
From the four corners of the world, the fabulous formula of Bing Crosby ice cream.
Mm.
The flavors of the world are in every spoonful, Dad. Available now to build greater ice cream profits for you. Oh, it's an ad to like have it put in the stores.
Hey, why don't you franchise out there in Hyde Park?
Look at this tiny little writing I got to read here, but I think I can do it for you.
Carry the Bing in your ice cream bin.
Hey, maybe you should squint.
Hey, I'm Bing Crosby. All right, yeah. Oranges are different, Nathaniel, just like Hope and Crosby. Would you like to hear the copy? Here it is.
Yeah, sure.
From the chefs of Paris, the spice merchants of India.
What?
We're off on the road to cheap ice cream. The restaurants of Venice, the cafes of Delhi. Famous cuisines of Monterey, the Riviera. But it says the Rivera. It actually says the...
Proofread this for Brother Bing.
Oh, somebody's going to get smacked with Bing's nine-iron now. Monte Carlo, world traveler Bing Crosby, the Marco Polo of ice cream lovers.
Sure.
Has garnered a vast wealth of choice recipes.
Watch my hand flavors. Travel to your ass.
Somebody needs a butt beating. There we go. Watch out. Boo. The famous of all ice cream. Okay. Famous flavors. Master methods of master chefs to create the one fabulous formula. The Bing Crosby ice cream.
Yes. Delicious.
This famous of all ice cream, so distinctive in quality and texture and taste, is blended and frozen at the very peak of its flavor from a formula that only Hyde Park Dairies is permitted to use.
Oh, yum.
Only the world's finest ingredients in just the right proportions are used to create the taste, thrilling goodness, and rich, smooth texture. Premium in quality, Hyde Park Bing Crosby ice cream costs, as Bing says, only a pittance more than the ordinary. That's right. Bing's going to put his name on it. You better sell more for each pint, you scumbag.
I think what you need to do is go to Hyde Park, just like you put on these sunglasses to hide that black eye.
But, you know, I've been talking about ice cream without even mentioning flavors, and I happen to dig up one of those, too.
Oh, no!
How about a little scoop of Marchetta banana?
Ooh.
Marchetta banana. Bingo, bingo. That's right. Oh, man. Gary, eat it quicker. I swear to God, I'll electrocute you in the forest.
I know this. Banana's Bing's favorite fruit because bananas bruise.
Every spoonful of Bing Crosby's machete banana ice cream. Marchetta, sorry, not machete. Machete was what I used on Catherine when she got me pissed off. Not the sharp end, I used the flat end just to make a little welt mark on the buttock. Anyway.
Go get Dennis and Lindsay to bring me my machete sword.
Every spoonful of Bing Crosby's Marchetta banana ice cream is chock full of that oomphatic Latin flavor.
Well, he picked
that
up.
That's exactly what he said. That oomphatic Latin flavor.
He picked that up when he went ice cream spice shopping in India. Apparently, we learned that from another piece of
it's
coffee.
It's soba. Every spoonful of Bing Crosby, Marchetta banana ice cream's chock full of that oomphatic Latin flavor. Try this springtime delight at your next fiesta.
That is so many mixed. It's such a mixed message.
Smooth as a song by Bing.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is another dairy, Meadow Pure Dairy. I guess he worked with
international
dairies.
You know what, though? What I'm getting from it is that he might have been a little forward-thinking. It sounds like there's more butterfat, like a Ben and Jerry's or a Häagen-Dazs.
And Hyde Park Dairy in New Hampshire.
Hey, boys, it's the 4th of July. How about having Bingo come over?
Oh, there? No!
Bing's coming. Bing's coming to your 4th of July with Bing Crosby ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
That is so great. I remember 4th at Bing's house. He used to make his kids hold the firecrackers.
They'd brace themselves.
By 1953, Bing Crosby was so popular, he was convinced his name and his smiling head would induce adults and children to buy his own brand of vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
Dare Bingle created Bing Crosby Ice Cream Sales, Inc. of Hollywood, California. Well, he licensed it to a bunch of different dairies. So, Meadow Pure Hyde Park.
He just sold
Peter
his
Pan.
Likeness. Wow. Yep, I've heard of Peter Pan. Absolutely.
That's Bing.
Hyde
That's
Park
Bing,
is in everybody. New Hampshire still open.
Really? Right.
Yep.
Wow, and don't forget, Mike, he also sold orange juice.
Well, it's another day. Hey, save some for Dad now.
Yeah, save some for Dad now. Yeah,
here's
Gary.
Here's wonderful news for you and me. That Minute Maid gives more vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
All those vitamins and minerals. That's
there
for me,
go,
boy.
Hey,
remember, Minute Maid orange juice is better for your health.
Hey. Hey, Gary, I got a pint of vanilla, and you get the five-finger discount. There we go. All right, we got to take a break.
Mike, it did not disappoint. I wish I had a double scoop right now of Marchetta banana.
Marchetta banana, yes, siree. Ready for your Latin fiesta. Wow. Oh, boy. All right, we got a short break. Are we ridiculously late?
A little bit late,
yes,
but we'll get there.
All right, we'll come right back with more fun and more thrills, baby. Talk about Max Job. Boom, boom, boom.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Isn't that wonderful?
Love it, folks,
try harder. Here's the thing. It's easy to try harder because this is something that you're probably doing anyway. Just continue to shop on Amazon.com, but from now on, make sure you access it through us. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell somebody. Shopping Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, means the world to us. It's a mighty little engine, and you're the gasoline. Yeah.
Mike, you know this. Is there anything that keeps someone busier than being the mother or father of a little kid? I mean, 24/7, right? Yeah, so Amazon makes it easy.
This show's a bit of a refuge for me, boy.
Dan Mayer has bought in the past couple weeks diapers, wipes, butt paste, Batman thermos, more diapers, and two pairs of size 18 to 24-month swim trunks, swim diapers. He's buying all his baby stuff through Amazon, and they're bringing it right to his house. Thank you, Dan Mayer.
Beware of those swim diapers, boy. You might still get a little baby Ruth in that pool with your little one.
Oh, what is that, a Marchetta banana?
Look at that Marchetta banana. Looks spoiled. When you shop Amazon, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website, and if you buy something, say something and tell us about it. We've got, like, I don't know. We're trying. We're super late
today. We're catching up.
Is Mac on campus or will he be
Mac will be back after the holiday because after he thought holiday, he was coming in Monday, but it's the holiday.
Yeah, he's going to be downtown lighting the fuses at the monument. That's his job.
Daddy's
this
taking a little time to be with the family next week. I'm looking forward to that. Yes, sir. He's going to be sitting there with my family and friends eating my Bing Crosby ice cream. Looking forward to that.
Are you going to head over to Mumbai and pick up some spices for that ice cream?
Yeah, travel the world, boy. Monte Carlo, Mumbai, all my delicious flavors, especially when I go south of the border for my marchetta banana. Boy, I'm sorry. I can't get it out of my head. Sorry, Oscar.
No, absolutely. I do want to touch on this before another week passes.
Yeah.
The idea that Mac was somehow gainfully employed within the last 2 weeks after the way we've run him down for the past 5 years.
Right.
I'm proud of the boy.
Blows my mind, right? But
I'm proud of him.
Mike, it's celebrity justice because essentially someone who listens to the show gave him a shot. And everybody deserves a shot,
exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now,
this is the equivalent of Stuttering John announcing the Tonight Show.
All I can tell you is that once he was given his shot, I saw him post about the fact that he's going to work for a computer retailer and all of their computers went down
yes.
the day he arrived. The day Debbie Downer arrived, everything kind of went in the wrong direction.
He really doesn't have a lot of common sense. Oh, Macintosh. He doesn't have a lot of sense on what he posts. Because this should be his week to lay low.
Yeah, you lay low, keep your nose clean.
You picture the computers like all humming, the showroom like really looking good, and then it's like, oh, welcome to your first day, Mr. Macintosh.
It's like Slurpee all down into the servers, right?
Yeah, it's just it's like, oh, look who arrived. It's Mike Macintosh. There we are.
Did I do that?
Very excited. Very, very exciting.
So, Mike, what you don't know is that after he received his, letter of congratulations, welcome to the fold from this wonderful store, he wrote us all, except for you, within the program.
Right.
And said, I got the job, like a little brother or a son or a friend.
I think I saw that online.
And we were excited. And as everybody's saying, congratulations, go get them, new chapter in life.
Right, fresh start.
Yes, he said he decides within this thread. And mind you, I know people said I've been hard on Mac. I said, congratulations.
We all did.
Thumbs up, fireworks.
Attaboy.
He writes, Oscar, I need to talk to you about something important when I see you next time. There's always like this cliffhanger that he needs to talk about something.
Because he's just the drama queen and he does not know joy.
No.
Joy is not in his vocabulary.
Yes.
It just doesn't
I'm sorry, I meant to play this. Which is different than.
Briefly share this with the guys before Mac even comes into the office. And they said, what did he mean by? I said, he's got some important conversation he has to have with me. Now, for those of you who are TMOS, really P1s, that Mac loves drama in his life, as
lives,
Mike just said.
Lives for it.
Right.
During this entire saga of him getting employed at this place, I kept on yelling the phrase, full discount.
Right.
Because I felt like the show and myself personally.
Yeah, let me pop in here on that.
Yes, please.
You mentioned it. I knew and Rob knew and Pony knew, all of the people that know you. Even the listeners know you were making a flip comment.
Shtick.
Yeah.
Zero behind it. I mean, I know, Oscar, there was no sincerity. In it.
No.
It was just, he was throwing that out. And because Michael Macintosh, because Bump processes that as pressure.
Yes.
He just couldn't get away from it.
He couldn't.
He couldn't get away from the pressure of, Oscar, I've got to at least know the manager's bit. No, I didn't even give a...
No.
And so what does Oscar do with something like that? Oscar, knowing that he meant nothing by it, but understanding that it's freaking him out now, tweaks him a little bit.
Of course.
Now, every time he mentions, don't forget about that discount. I'm not sure I can do it. And he goes out of his mind.
I'm thinking full bush.
Before we even get there, after the congratulations, thumbs up, and he said he needs to talk about something, within that text, I type in caps, full discount.
Right.
So I'm going multi-platform. Like on the air
discount.
And in text. Yes. Right.
Tweaking him on social media.
I'm killing him all over the place.
Right.
And he walks in here and off air. He goes, this is for off air.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, Mac, when you tell me that, it's going on there. That's just, that's what happens.
Fast track it.
And he says, I talked to the manager, and he heard you say full discount. And he said to me that the discount is for employees only. And he's telling me, like, he's giving me government secrets.
Yeah.
Like, I'm WikiLeaks, right?
Yeah. Like, you're that guy in Leesburg that sold stuff to China.
Like, I've never had a retail job in my life. Like, Mac, I don't know how the discounts work.
Hey,
Mac, enjoy your job. Don't sweat it. We can deal with that for the love of God.
Although, to be fair, Mac McIntosh, we always gave him the employee discount here. We've never charged him full price here. So I think he really owes it to Oscar. I do.
Bump the man.
So I explain to him, I say, so then I got to triple down. I said, that doesn't matter to me, man. Like, what's going to happen is I'm going to give you cash, and you're going to buy the most expensive thing in the store at a 50% discount.
Yeah, and then, and you know what was great, and you didn't even mention this. And then
that'll be like 9 sleepless nights for him.
Oh, and it got even better because he said, well, I don't know if that really works, Oscar. And Oscar said, what's the markup on monitors? Percentage. Because he wants to know. And he's like telling him where the best bargain is. And he says, what about
that? His eyes are shifting around the
room. Well, he said he won't.
I'm not sure. I'm going to disappoint him.
There were certain, and this is what I love about Mac, because any little bit of power is intoxicating to him, right?
Well, he's been devoid of it his entire life.
Yeah, he's like, there are certain things I'm not going to do, Oscar. This is all off air.
Right.
Mind you, I'm sitting here having a one-on-one with him, and the
guys, magical improv.
The guys are like glaring at me. They're like, what is happening right now?
He's
Mike,
like,
but you called it. I didn't want anything.
Right.
Right.
I just love making him sweat.
I'm so tempted to call him over the weekend and go, hey, listen, I know you're having some 4th of July sales. I'm going to go online. Kind of like the most difficult thing to get him to buy.
I think he owes everybody in the TMO's listening audience a full discount.
Yes.
Feel free to reach out to him.
Absolutely.
And also, you need to bring him up to Main Mike to assemble an office chair.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do that right now. Good luck at your computer store, Mac. We love you. We're pulling for you. All right? Don't be a log bump. Looking forward to that. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Pony Boy.
Here's to the Ladies Who Lunch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you are thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to get Cornerstone First Financial on the line. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters will get you through the process quickly and easily. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you, and they can even let you meet Tater.
Yay! Woo!
Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November. Now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They will show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt, or for those home improvements you've been putting off, like hiring an exterminator for your chimney.
So true. So true.
Cornerstone First Financial. By the way, we got to get to that next show.
Yes.
Well, I'm not here for a while. Anyway, Cornerstone First Financial. Talk about the rat, okay? Because all the people that are giving you all those tips for the
Mike,
rat, it's very funny.
I got a guy coming over with the spear gun today.
It's good for you.
He can't go down with 3 barrels. Not with 3 barrels.
Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to the best financial plan and get you there fast. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's Cornerstone First Financial, or call 202-625-1221. And we thank you for them because they're good people.
News.
Yeah, taking a little holiday next week. I'm going to miss that rat.
Well,
I'm going to miss that rat story.
We'll send you pictures.
Yes. I asked for full video. Full video.
Great video.
Rob Lowe has a new A&E series called The Lowe Files. Oh, boy. Really? Oh, God. Where he and his two adult sons go searching for the paranormal.
Okay.
Like his unchanging face?
You know, why not, right? I mean, and at least one time you, you know, at least one case, apparently they have found it. That's what this story's about. Mm. Rob claims that he had an incredible encounter in the Ozark Mountains with a wood ape.
Oh, wow.
That's typical that one-bead Rob behavior.
That is basically their version of Bigfoot.
Okay.
You know, he told Entertainment Weekly, quote, "I was lying on the ground thinking I was going to be killed." Okay, hype. This all, why not? If you're Rob Lowe, hey, you can get
and with
payday.
Your family.
Hey, you're making
way,
a living.
Is you know? Wood ape, is that art or is that entertainment?
I am not really sure.
Because I'm going to need a classification.
Mike, you best believe you and your son are going to have some sort of show as he grows up.
You know, all I know is...
Mike,
you know,
and Mike.
Anytime Rob Ford is standing next to a tree, I believe I've used the term wood ape before. This all unfolds on the season finale, so Rob won't have to give too many more details. But he did say, quote, "It's 1 a.m. There are a lot of serious former military men with loaded weapons. Then something starts approaching our camps that is defying their orders to stop and their warnings that they were armed." Okay, well, maybe wood apes don't talk. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. There are people who complain that James Cameron is more interested in technology than story. But in this case, that might be a pretty cool thing. This is cool. I'm intrigued by this.
Oh.
The latest technology he's working on is movies you can watch in 3D. Without glasses. Cool.
Yeah, it's called a play.
Cameron is making... I get it, Rob. I get jokes. Cameron is making 4 Avatar sequels, and the first one isn't even due in theaters till 2020, so it's conceivable that he could have the process ready to go for Avatar 2, if not one of the later ones. 2020?
God.
Wow, movie making, man. No wonder they pay him the
big
bucks,
think
right?
that it will still give you a headache the way the glasses do?
I hope not. I hope it doesn't like cause epileptic fits or something like that.
It's so counter to, because 3D is fooling your brain.
I know.
Yeah.
So how is it going to work, do you think?
Probably hologram, something like that.
Hologram.
Thank you, Bob.
Hello.
Vulture.com put together a list of 20 movies where the bad guy wins. Here are 10 of them, and these are spoilers, but they're tardy spoilers,
okay.
So if you haven't seen these movies, right. Tough tease. Number 10, once again, movies where the bad guy wins. Gone Girl.
Okay, Gone Girl.
Gets away with it. Wins.
Number 9, Seven. It's Kevin Spacey, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the Seven?
No, Seven is with Brad Pitt in the head.
And Morgan Freeman, right? Is he in it as well?
Yeah, and
yeah, but that's Kevin Spacey, who's the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Oh, he is the bad guy. Yeah.
Remember? He's the guy that puts the head in the box, so he wins. Number 8, Rosemary's Baby. The devil wins.
Oh, yeah.
Devil always wins, Mike. That's the magic.
All right, now, number 7 is one that this disappointed me so much, but The Wicker Man. I remember that with Nicolas Cage.
Scary.
That was super disappointing.
Hold it, you were disappointed with a Nicolas Cage movie? When does that happen?
Shocker. Number 6, this was the bad guys won. No Country for Old Men. They
everybody lost. Didn't everybody lose?
Lost.
Yeah, just nobody lost. No winner. Yeah.
And I'm cruising along watching that movie, and it's like, oh my God, James Brolin's dead? It's over? You know, and then did he kill his wife? And now he gets hit by a car and the kids, at least he let the kids live. Number 5, Basic Instinct. I don't remember the only thing I remember about
scene.
Yeah.
That Mike McIntosh comment. When I'm thinking about Basic Instinct, there's only one thing I remember from that particular experience.
Full bush.
That's right.
Thank you. Number 4, Chinatown, Jack Nicholson.
Hey, forget it, Mike. It's Chinatown.
It's Chinatown. Don't remember Chinatown. I just don't remember how it ended. Number 3, The Vanishing. I don't think I've ever even seen The Vanishing.
I don't know that movie. What is it?
The Vanishing is a cult classic. I'm just not into that genre.
I see.
1988.
He dodged
2,
that well.
Alien Covenant. I guess the bad guys win in Alien Covenant. And number 1, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Yes.
I guess the bad guys. You remember that one,
I think,
Rob?
Everybody lost on that one as well.
Well, everyone who lost who bought a ticket.
Yeah.
Since the 4th of July is next Tuesday, there's a decent chance you're going to have a brutal hangover when you go to work the next day. 4th of July. Thank you, Rob. So here's how you should handle it. Don't go. According to an expert from the University of Bath in England, doing your job hungover is worse than not doing it at all. No, I disagree. I like it when my employees come in hungover.
Do you think that Rob
when
Ford...
when I come in, my comrades, I should say, not my employees.
Do you think Rob Ford has ever been to the University of Bath?
Stinky hungover Rob Ford.
Really killing Rob today.
Yeah. No, I think I all disagree. Employees, I like them coming in with a, if
good
Oscar
energy
does a
sometimes.
Big,
good
if Oscar
energy.
Does a Big O and Duke show the night before, I want him in there. I want that 1 o'clock closing time.
We'd never get anything done if
the,
we weren't
the
hungover.
Crispy.
That's right.
We would. I said the show would not be productive if we forego coming. 83% of employees say a hangover has a negative effect on their performance. Not us.
No, it helps us.
33% say they work slower, and 22% say they make serious mistakes. Well, that's the joy of it. And the hangovers are also more likely to lead to fights with your coworkers or your boss. Yeah, we can back that up.
Yeah.
So it's probably better just to take a sick day. Hey, don't be a wimp. Quit her.
Quit her.
Take a sick day when you're sick.
Yeah, yes, and maybe not even then.
Come on now. Cold's a different story. Even though I've got a cold, I'm all by myself up
here, right,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
all right. Men are getting frosted tips again. I was never part of this phenomenon when it happened the first time. If you don't know what they are, it's when men have spiky hair at the tips of each spike or dye blonde.
Oh, like I thought it was a
like
cereal.
Guy
Fieri. It's not a cereal?
Yeah.
No.
Frosted Tips. New Frosted Tips. Bing Crosby's Frosted Tips cereal, right?
Oh, with Marchetta bananas. Yeah, take it and hit your wife with it.
I think when I was 16, I put some sun in my hair. That's about it.
Yeah.
You did what?
You put. It's funny. There's. I don't even know if they sell it anymore. But it's called Sun In.
It's essentially peroxide. Yeah,
yeah. But I remember one of my friends did it. We were at Beach Week or like at the beach with his parents. I don't remember. It was Ocean City.
Yeah.
And he threw it on his face.
Face.
And it essentially created sunspots because he didn't put it on his hair. Like, dude.
Idiot.
You can't be 16 with sunspots.
On his face. That's an idiot.
Right now, Robert has pink hair and Julia has almost the blue hair.
Oh, I haven't heard about the pink hair.
Yeah, Julia did that to her brother. Said it's going to look cool. He hates it.
Wow.
He's a monster.
Men are actually going to the barbershop asking for it. Of course, this begs the question, if they're really trendy again, will you get them? According to a survey by BuzzFeed, 11% of men say they want the thing. You know, people just trying to do different stuff all the time.
Be a man.
And now a little something. Nothing? Something. A woman in Bellevue, Nebraska was busted last week for shoplifting 18 fidget spinners from a Walmart. The employees saw her shoving them in her purse, and they stopped her as she was trying to leave. According to a police spokeswoman, the woman's plan was to resell them for more than they were worth.
Ah.
Is there a fidget spinner black market? Who knows? Apparently, she thought so, even though they're super cheap to buy legally, and there's no shortage. She was cited for shoplifting, and I just want to know, what was Carrie Spiewak doing in Nebraska? There you go. Thank you, everybody.
I have a fidget spinner in my pants!
We'll come back with a brief version of the audio vault and little sounds on the Mike O'Mara Show in the longest recording in the history of the TMOS Nation. This has been this ordeal. I feel like I'm populating the ark today. It's wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills.
Omericast is your place to talk about everything going on in the Moore Network. And on this week's show, Gary Stein gets a new companion on the Tony Perkins Show. Gramps gets new roommates on Rob and Joe.
Come a knock on our door.
And an old friend, Mr. Skin, visits TMOS.
Live stream nudity.
Well, you never miss a trick.
This week, Marcus is joined by Quisp cereal-loving P1, Rob Cox. Download Omericast today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you know what a tick is? They're bloodsuckers. That's what they are. So buy the bonus pack.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, did you know that James Brown from the CBS pre-show?
And formerly Fox.
JB?
And Fox, yes. The reason why you mentioned tick, he lost roughly 80 pounds, if not more. He actually looks like a different person. It's crazy.
Really?
And he said
Is he still Fox?
Yeah. Well, he's with CBS, CBS. Now. Yes.
He's with CBS. That's
right. And he said that what caused him to lose weight is that Howie Long said he looked like a swollen tick. And that hurt his feelings so much. He said, well, I got to change something.
I'd like to see JB thinner.
If you look it up right now, Google it, Mike. He looks like a new man.
Wow.
An absolute new man. It's nuts.
But who could ever say anything mean to him? He's the nicest man in the world.
He had lost 5 pounds and said he came back on the set and was hoping that Howie would have said something. Howie said, that's like the drop in the ocean. Call me when you do something.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, right?
I want to see video. I'm going to go look right now.
Yeah, it's really wild.
Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, June 29, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
Mike, you love all things Korean, yes?
Oh, of course I do.
Well, it was a big night in San Francisco when their star player, he was a Korean star that they brought over, and I think I got his name right, Jae Gwin Hwang. hit his first home run in MLB, and I want to bring you
Gwen Wang.
I want to bring you the call of the home run from his home country.
오늘 두 번째 타석에서 좀 있었고. 삼구라의 황재근의 좌측으로 벌레 삼장. 밖으로 넘깁니다. 황재근의 빅리그 첫 홈런. 자신의 데뷔전에서 오랜 기다림 그 응답을 하는 홈런을 날려보낸 황재균입니다.
자, 완벽히 높은 실투였고요.
네.
정말 놓치지 않았어요.
아, 빅리그의 첫 안타가 홈런으로 자, 황재균의 홈런 스코어는 4-3. 아, 앞서가는 귀중한 홈런까지 만들어낸 황재균입니다.
I'm taking it, making it, Mom. It was a great call. Did you?
I got the picture of him. Look at him.
Yeah.
No, no.
I'm sorry.
The velour sweatsuit and everything.
That's not him. I'm sorry.
Now,
that's
you mentioned.
Just a little joke. Come on, phone.
You mentioned Star Wars.
Did you get a show you picture of Al
Sharpton? Al Sharpton. Yeah. The skinny, drippy Al Sharpton, who really looks like a suit on a hanger now.
It's disturbing.
It is. All right. You mentioned Star Wars in the news. I want to give credit to George Lucas. He was coming out of an airport, it looked like, and as many stars are in LA, he was besieged by autograph seekers and paparazzi.
I bet, yeah.
And he called a guy out who was getting him to sign stuff over and over again. Listen to what he says to him.
Mr. Lucas.
Hey, Mr. Lucas.
Can you
send me? Mr. Lucas, how do you think Ron Howard would do directing the Han Solo movie, sir?
I think he'll be great.
That's awesome. Any suggestions for him?
Nope.
Okay.
Not my job. No, I'm not going to keep doing this, guys. You know, this is $200 a signature, so why don't you just go out and get a job?
$200 a signature, go get a job.
Yeah, these people are here to make money. They're not here. They're not fans. They don't care. They just want to make money.
They just want to put it on eBay.
That's it, sir. I just signed it. He just got $1,000 worth of stuff.
Oh,
Mr. Lucas, what do you think about Mark Hamill finally getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Is that the TMZ guy? That's
of course it is.
It's all these
guys. They're such parasitical douches.
But the thing that is so great is the guy that came up to him with like five Empire Strikes Back posters, he knew that they would all sell, and he knew how much they'd sell for. He says, every time I sign something for you, you're going to sell it for $200.
You know, there's just no likability in any of that. I'm not taking sides. Yeah. I don't like the guys that are doing it. I don't like, you know, mega billionaire George Lucas.
I like George Lucas because I root for the underdog.
You know, and can he come across as any more nerdy too? You're going to get $200 for each of those. You know, come
I've
on,
done the research,
out.
And why don't you get a job?
I like the theme of get a
you
job.
You lost, Lebowski. Get a job.
Sounds like the guy from the Big
Bums
Lebowski.
Lost.
The bum's lost.
That's what it
Take
is.
Your Empire posters back, Lebowski.
The Sith lost. last night on Watch What Happens Live, they had a pretty clever booking. Neve Campbell, who we've seen mostly recently on House of Cards, and I think she's still pretty hot, and Scott Wolf, who both got their start, their big time start on the show Party of Five, which I used to
classic.
Love.
Poor
Loved
parents.
It. I think they put it dead parents and kids doing the best they can.
running a restaurant and living their lives.
Who lost the warranty for the roof? We're going to have to get a new roof for the house because idiot Matthew Fox lost the warranty. Charlie's an idiot. But anyway, that's not why I brought you here. They said, what about a reunion, a rebooting of Party of Five since all the people are still alive?
Any chance of a Party of Five reboot?
It wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Oh, I disagree. Well,
if we haven't gotten over the death of our parents 20 years later, we've got a serious problem.
Oh, right, all right. Yes, yeah, I guess so.
Let it go.
Says the successful actors.
Yeah, I think Scott Wolf. I think they could probably get Scott Wolf to do it.
Yeah.
Scott Wolf will do it on stage.
Right.
Come see Scott Wolf at Party of Five at the Lazy Susan Dinner Theater. Yesterday, Mel Brooks celebrated birthday number 91, and here's a fact I didn't know. We'll close with this. He had final cut. He had total say-so in Blazing Saddles. And all the jokes were in, you know, even if they said they shouldn't be in there, he left them in. He said he only cut one joke from the final print. And I did not know this. Here's Mel Brooks describing what did not make Blazing Saddles.
It was the scene in which Madeline Kahn is in her dressing room with Cleavon Little. Mm-hmm. She blows out the candles and she says in her German accent, oh, is it true? Is it true what they say about you people? How well you're built? Is it true? Is it true? It's all in the dark now. And he said, and Cleavon says, I hate to disillusion you, man, but you're sucking on my arm.
And Mike, just for good measure, that's your magic audio ball. Yeah, we got through another one. Have so a great quick. Thursday,
Jesus
everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new TMOS app today. Unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 22007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy 4th. Have a great weekend, everybody. We leave you with Don Henley.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hooray!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.